But people are really nice. That's all you really need to know about a city, right? People are nice or not, yeah. So it's been good.
Right on. We've got some nice folks here. Just so you guys all know, you'll have an opportunity to take the mic yourself and ask questions of Candace. Anything about acting, anything about the show, anything about, I don't know, what. We'll gauge it as we go. But we'll have, right there at the back, Kim is getting into position with the microphone. If you have a question, just go back there and line up behind Kim and we'll get straight to it. While you think your question's up, let's start off with how your career began. You, if I'm not mistaken, you had a couple of soap operas that began things for you, is that right?
No, not really, just one.
Just one?
Yeah, I did a soap opera contest while I was in college for Young and the Restless. They were scouting college campuses for talent. I ended up being the female selected. The male was also from the college that I was at too, and we did a small stint on Young and the Restless. But I was still in college, so I left and went back to school, finished my degree, and then shortly after that I went back to LA.
And what was your degree in?
In theater. I got my BFA.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So you're all book learning and studied on acting.
Yeah, that and many other things. I mean, I graduated summa cum laude, so.
Well done.
It was good, yeah. But I wanted to study theater. That was my desire. Thankfully, I had parents willing to pay for that degree. but yeah, that's what I was passionate about.
Very good.
Yeah.
And being able to do the soap opera while still in the program, how did that help the education?
Well, I think there's a misconception that I was on that show for a very long time. I went there, I mean, I maybe flew in for the weekend and shot and went back, and it was maybe just a couple of episodes. So it wasn't something that I had to juggle with my college career. It was something that could easily...
It was a weekend seminar and how to do it.
Yeah, you know, it was an easy thing that I could do in my free time. And so it was just a nice experience and a nice jumping start into the business in a way, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So now you're going to go for your master's?
No. No, I don't have time for that.
I think you're actually accomplishing your master's right now.
Yeah, I think, I went to a private school, so I think I have enough, my family and I have enough debt from that. I'm good.
Right on. All right, just assemble behind Kim with anything. I see a guy with his hand up already, another making his way, so we can get straight into fan questions.
So, huge fan. I think the show was amazing. I think the choice to cast you was the... You and Jesse L. Martin, probably the best two cast in the show.
Oh,
I feel like every scene you're in, you kind of help the other actors become better.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Just everything about it is so cool. And as we all see, you know, the Flash zips around Vancouver as fast as light. But what you see is Grant Gustin running around in a leather suit. So when he first started, was it kind of hard to hold your composure and not laugh when he was trying to wiggle around and battle bad guys?
No, I mean, I think there's a misconception that he's doing all of this running. He just, you know, begins the movement of running and visual effects takes care of the rest. So there's not much that we see of him, you know, on set running around like a speedster. All of that running is done, you know, in post-production. So there's very few opportunities for Grant to look silly.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, Grant knows what he's doing, and he, you know, he's a pro, so he never looks too silly. So I didn't find myself laughing or poking fun at him too much. Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Also a big fan of The Flash.
Oh, thank you.
Finally cast in that suit. And when you started for this,
That's okay.
What was it like actually being part of the cast and the show?
When I first started? It was pretty surreal. You know, it's hard being an actor, no matter where you come from. It's a difficult business. You hear no a lot, and my story is no exception. So, you know, getting this job and knowing that I was going to work, you know, on an iconic DC show that would stay with people for a very long time was a really cool thing. That feeling is still, you know, with me. It's not lost on me that I'm a part of something really, really special that I think in 10, 15 years time, people will hold really dear to their hearts. And it's cool that, you know, for a lot of this generation, they will remember Iris West as me, African-American. And that's a cool thing, that we're changing and shaping the nature of these comic books. You know, they're starting to look more and more like the world we really do live in. So I'm honored and thrilled, and it's still a cool, cool experience.
Is that something that's been discussed with you on the set, the fact that you are kind of breaking paradigms and part of what's becoming a movement?
No, I don't think we talk about it because we try not to make it an issue. I think other people make it an issue that, you know, oh my gosh, Iris West is black. That was, you know, more of what the media and longtime comic book fans were talking about when I first got cast. But I think Greg Berlanti, our executive producer, Andrew Kreisberg, Jeff Johns, who is the head of creative at DC, you know, for them, it only made sense to make these comic books more diverse and make them look like the world in which we live in. So it's not a dialogue that we talk about ever. You know, Iris West, first and foremost, is a strong woman. Her ethnicity, her color is quite irrelevant. We don't really discuss that on the show or at work, which I think is how it should be done.
I love how the irrelevance, absolutely. I love how the irrelevance of it was built right into the script. The fact that you two were essentially brother and sister growing up kind of made the entire thing a movie.
I hate that term.
Housemates as children?
I think, you know, if you use the term brother and sister, it makes it seem like a potential romance is kind of this illicit, wrong thing. You know, I think what you have to understand is...
Oh, no, we're all rooting for that.
That's even weirder, that you're rooting for a brother and sister to get together.
It.
No, but my point being that I think it's important to remember that, you know, Joe West did a selfless thing by taking this young boy in who needed a family and giving him a home to live in. That didn't make him an Iris brother and sister. They were already best friends, and it gave him a safe place to stay with people who truly loved him and wanted the best for him. And that's really the extent of their relationship, that they were best friends and have always supported each other. So, yeah.
Very good. Who's next over there?
I have one last thing to say.
You bet, of course.
Totally love the cast, and you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
And hopefully see more of your acting in the future.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're so supportive here, too.
Hey. I love it. You guys are so nice.
Yes, please.
Hi. So it seems like a lot of the characters on The Flash are getting superpowers, or they get Earth 2 doppelgangers with superpowers. Mm-hmm. Are you a little jealous? Do you want Iris to get superpowers? And if you did...
I'm not jealous at all. I have no desire to get superpowers, to be honest. I mean, it'd be cool if it was on Earth 2 or maybe season 5, 6 when, you know, we've run out of storyline or something. But I think it's really, really important on superhero shows to have humans. Otherwise, you lose this idea of being superhuman. You know, the Flash is only super because he's saving people who need his help. If everyone's a superhero and we have a show about superheroes, then we kind of lose that heart and that that tethered feeling to real life. So I like that Iris and Joe kind of represent the audience, everyone who's watching the show who doesn't have superpowers. They also represent, you know, what it means to be a human without superpowers, but being able to change your city and change your world with just being a human and doing the right thing and sticking up for what's right and battling. You know, Iris doesn't have superpowers, but she's always going to fight in her own way, whether it's, you know, having zombie girder chase her down, you know, Central City streets or whatever. She's always in the thick of it without superpowers, and I think that's a strong message to send to the audience, that you don't have to be the Flash or Batman or Superman to do the right thing and to change the world in which you live. You know, we have men and women in service, we have firefighters. I know you guys are struggling with fires here in Canada. You know, those are real superheroes. And it's important to remember that you don't have to get struck by lightning to do great things.
Prince George's slogan is, we are the volunteer city.
I love that.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We help each other. Who's next?
Huge fan. I think you guys are going to be amazing people all time to Flash's story, which initially was like crazy to think you guys are even going to attempt that. But you guys are doing such an amazing job. So recently, the new Batman Superman movie introduces a new Flash. Mm-hmm. And initially, like, I know me, I was kind of upset that you guys didn't really have a part in that. Because initially, like, I think you guys would do way better. But is that something you guys talked about at all? Because I know, like, there's two, like, stories of Flash now. And that kind of, like, might, like, I don't know, like, conflict in some way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it will... how that will, you know, roll out and how fans will receive that. I think it's always been very clear to us that, you know, DC TV and DC film are very different properties. So, you know, I can't speak for anyone else, but personally, I never went into doing the show thinking that they were going to put me in the film version as Iris West. You know, I'm very happy that I get to be in your living rooms every single week, hopefully for, you know, 5-6 seasons. That's something that, you know, a film can't necessarily do. And I love that you guys have grown with us and that you think of us as the Flash and Iris. But, you know, I mean, I think there's room for everyone. I really do. I don't know. I think, you know, there'll be fans of the movie and fans of the TV show. I think there's room for both to exist. I don't see why not. I mean, obviously, I'm biased. I think Grant Gustin is the Flash.
I agree.
I think it's going to be hard to top that, but, you know, I think there's room for everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good question, too, by the way. Hello, young lady.
Hi. How old were you when you started acting?
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to ask me my age. I was like, girlfriend. how old was I when I started acting?
Right now, she's old enough to be your sister.
I love that answer. You know, I think I was in middle school. I just remember always wanting to be a part of the school plays, and I think my first production was Charlotte's Web. I played the spider.
Nice.
I don't remember the spider's name, but I was a spider. I just loved
Charlotte.
Charlotte's Web, there you go. Shows you how much I know about that story. But... yeah, I just started off doing school plays. It was something that how I wanted to spend my free time. And it never really stopped. I just kept doing school plays and then went to college and did plays there. And then I got a degree and I was like, where can I do more plays? So I went to LA and that never really stopped. So I was pretty young, maybe 12, 11 or 12.
How old are you?
9.
Girl, you've already got a head start on me if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Is that something you might think about doing, being an actor?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. I love that. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just wondering if there was anyone you've particularly liked working with on the show, the cast, whomever.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. You know, we really haven't had bad guest stars, and I think the thing about our show, guest stars really make our show. You know, you guys see us every week, but there's always a new villain or something, so it's really important that our guest stars feel comfortable and that they immediately feel a part of our cast. There's a lot of tricky things about doing visual effects and stunts, and so I think it can be kind of intimidating for a guest actor who's maybe never done that. So it's important that we make everyone feel comfortable. But we've had a lot of great guest stars. You know, John Wesley Shipp, who's more of like a recurring guest star, he's one of my favorites. I adore him. And it's also nice that, you know, we kind of get to pay an homage to the original Flash series with him. Wentworth Miller, Captain Cold. Lots of great people. And then our regular cast, it's really fun. I think because we're all away from our families in Vancouver, we've bonded so quickly and have had to make a family on our own. And so we have a lot of fun on set, for sure.
Hi again.
Hi.
Okay. So I kind of have, like, two small questions.
Okay.
So my first one is, do you know if, like, Cisco is going to end up, like, his doppelganger? But, like, not evil, but his, like...
Right, like, have five
he's gonna
powers.
He's going to have, like, more power to his power, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I think people are under the perception that I know everything that's going to unfold on the Flash. I don't. I have no.
Because they know you do cons, right?
So yeah, they know. They know that people ask these questions, and so I think to protect us, they just don't tell us anything. I don't know much about anyone's other characters and what's in store for them, so I can't really speak to Cisco. I'm sure. You know, the thing about our show is I don't think we introduce anything without. Or tease anything without the intention of seeing that through at some point. So I think, you know, teasing it is our way of saying it's possible that it's going to come to fruition in some big way at some point. So, yeah.
Okay, then my second question just mm-hmm. can be ignored because it was about Wally being Kid Flash because he got hit by the second particle accelerator.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask if that means he's going to be. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, that's what you'd assume, right? Because we know that Wally West is the famous Kid Flash in the comic book series. So I think we can all assume at some point that's going to be revealed. I don't know when that will happen, but personally, I'm hoping that happens sooner than later because I'm excited to see Kid Flash too.
How much notice do you actually get about what's coming down? Script pipeline.
It depends on the actor. You know, some actors really want to know everything that's going on, so they call Andrew Kreisberg, our executive producer, and say, what's in store, what's happening? And some people, like Jesse Martin, have no desire to know anything. They just want to wait till the script's out and read it in the script. I'm more like Jesse. I'm not really interested in knowing what's happening for my character down the road. I kind of focus on what's happening right now. Because I think as an actor, you can get your hopes up that something is going in the way that you would like, and then to find out that, you know, the producers have a completely different idea, it can be quite disappointing. So I go where the writing takes me. I have no control over any of that. Everything I do is because the writing has put me there, you know? So, yeah.
Yay, writers.
Yeah.
Next in line.
I was wondering, when you were growing up, did you read comic books or watch cartoons or animation at all? Mm-hmm. Your background in that?
Yeah, I did not read comic books at all. That was not something that was available to me as a child, but I was very much into cartoon superheroes. So, you know, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, always watching Batman and Superman with my brother, going to see the Batman films. I'm a huge Batman fan, so Bruce Wayne is my personal favorite. But yeah, that form of comics was available to me, and I loved them. So I was always more of a DC fan, for sure. But reading comics is something that I really started to get into once I booked the job, because I really wanted to know more about The Flash, a superhero that I didn't really know much about. So I went to my local comic book store, called Jeff Johns, asked them to send me some good stuff. Yeah, I still read comics to this day now because of it.
Are you collecting things from the set now too, and amassing a little
collection?
A little, yeah, exactly.
No,
Flash thing.
I think I started to do that when we first started the job. It was cool to have Flash stuff. And then slowly my apartment started to look like a Flash, like, museum. You know, and I have all of these t-shirts with the Flash symbol on them, and I thought that was cool, and then you try and go to the airport, and you look like Iris West, and then you have a Flash symbol on your chest.
It might invite some questions.
It might invite, you know, some looky-loos when you kind of want to be incognito. So I'm kind of holding off on any Flash stuff for now.
Right.
Yeah, I have enough.
Next question from the line.
There's no shortage of questions.
Hi there. I hope you've been having a good time here.
Yes, yeah.
My family and I just love the show, and we were thrilled to find out you were coming.
Oh.
I have two questions, one about the show and you. The first question is, what's your favorite location in Vancouver to film?
Wow. Favorite location to film in Vancouver? Maybe I would say BC Place. Yeah.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just such a touristy spot, I feel like, for Vancouver. I've never even been there for a game or a concert or anything, which is kind of cool. Every time I'm there, they've shut the place down for us to shoot, so it's kind of like, you know.
The place to yourself.
You have the place to yourself, and, you know, me and Carlos are running around like kids, and, you know, we're playing base 10 cards and, you know, in the stadium. It's cool. Yeah, that one's probably my favorite for sure, outside of being, you know, at the studio.
So you get to have the run of an iconic place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And it's weird that I've never even been there for a game. But yeah. And it's nice, you know, in between scenes, I like to sit in the stands and in the seats, and no one's in there. So it's just me and my laptop, and I'm sitting, like, you know, in this desolate stadium.
Sitting down at center field.
Well, I don't think they'd let me do that.
No,
I get kicked out pretty quick. But, you know, BC Place serves as, you know, the outside of Star Labs often. So it's kind of cool.
My second question is, besides your work, what do you like to do for hobbies and interests?
Besides my work.
I know that.
What are you suggesting with that tone, young lady?
Well, I feel like
it's,
I work so much. No, it's just...
It's consuming.
It is, in the best way. You know, the last 2 years of my life have been nothing but Flash. And I've devoted so much time to that that it's hard to have other hobby. I need to find a hobby. And strangely,
collecting memorabilia.
Yeah, maybe I should get into that. I have a head start, right? It's so sad to say I don't have another hobby.
Oh, no.
I watch a lot of TV, which is even sadder.
Well, that's just research, isn't it?
It is. The thing is, I love television. I love film. There's a reason that I'm in this business, because I love it, and so I'm consumed with it. So my hobbies are film and TV, unfortunately. I know that sounds lame, but it's just the truth. I love what I do. I love watching TV. I love being a part of TV and film as well. So
that's not lame at all.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
How has being in the show changed the way you watch shows, when you just sit back and flick on the TV at night?
Tremendously. I mean, I've always been an actor who watched TV just for the story of it. I never really got caught up in the shots and the angles and the lighting. You know, I was really able to separate that when I was watching a show. But, you know, now being on the show and wanting to become a better actor and wanting to be more aware of what makes great storytelling, you know, now when I watch shows, I'm looking for stuff like that. I'm looking for, you know, how it's directed, the lighting, the acting, the story, the writing. It just informs me as an actor, and I take that stuff with me and I bring it to set on The Flash. You know, I'm informed by Game of Thrones, I'm informed by Homeland, I'm informed by Mr. Robot, and all of these great shows. They all, you know, inspire me to be better at what I do, for sure.
Do you feel that stage might be something that you go back to and do something in the live theater realm?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where my heart is. That's where I got my training. I love theater. It's such a different beast. And I've been away from it for so long that I feel like I would need to take baby steps in that realm. But in my dreams, I would absolutely kill to go back to the theater, for sure.
Vancouver's full of it, too. Do you ever just go and watch a play?
Yeah, no, I haven't, actually. That is something that I should do. We haven't seen much theater. I mean, touring companies will go see sometimes. There was something me and Carlos and Jesse went to go see last year. I can't remember what it was. The Book of Mormon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. It was really, really good. No one told me what that show was about. Have you guys seen The Book of Mormon, anyone?
This is a big theater town, though, so...
Yeah, and I'm not into musicals. Like, I have no desire to be on a Broadway musical show. You know, I can see you doing that. But no one told me what Book of Mormon was about. It's kind of vulgar. I was not prepared for that. It was good, but it was just really vulgar. Yeah.
Vulgar in a good way. Very
good. Yeah.
Another question.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering... how many hours do you spend in a day filming for The Flash?
Oh, it depends. You know, you take an episode and they go through and determine what scenes need to be shot on what day, dependent on location. Maybe we're shooting at BC Place and we only have one day to get that in because that costs a lot of money, right? And maybe I'm only in one scene at the exterior of Star Labs. So that day we may only work 4 or 5 hours. And then some days, you know, when all of the scenes are in Star Labs, that's something that we can get through all in one day. So then you spend all day in the cortex. And then, you know, that could go 12 hours, 14 hours. And then, you know, if there's stunts, visual effects, heavy days, you know, 14, 15, 16 hours. Yeah. But usually I'd say 12-hour days we try and stick to. Yeah. And that doesn't include, you know, girls especially coming in before that for hair and makeup and getting into wardrobe. So it's not a 9-to-5, I'll say that. But it's fun, you know, you could do it if you love it, you know. Those 12 hours when you're working with a great cast and you're playing phase 10 and you're playing card games and, you know, if you're around people that you get along with, they go pretty fast. So I don't want to seem like I'm complaining. I have a really great job.
I have one other question.
Yeah.
I was also wondering, do you enjoy doing the crossovers with Arrow?
I've never done a crossover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do the other characters.
Arrow came in on one of your storylines.
Yeah,
early. Arrow, but Arrow came to
I have not, yeah, Iris has not crossed over to another show, but I've interacted with some of the Arrow actors when they crossed over season one on our show. Stephen Amell plays Oliver Queen on Arrow, Felicity, played by Emily Bett, regards. It's fun. I think it's always interesting to have new characters to work off of. And because we're all a part of the DC family, I think it's interesting for fans to see how Iris West would react to Oliver Queen. You know, you wouldn't imagine those two in the same scene together. So I think it's fun for the fans, it's fun for us, it's a lot of hard work because when you're doing a crossover, you have to remember we're not just shooting our show, we're shooting another show as well. So it's hard to navigate getting actors to and from different shows when you're trying to shoot your own show, but it's fun.
Now Legends of Tomorrow, or they film right in and around?
Yeah, so Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, us. Arrow and Flash are on the same stage. So it's very easy to go back and forth. Legends is in a different studio, so I never really see them. And now, as you guys, some of you may know, Supergirl's coming to the CW, and they're gonna be in Vancouver, so more opportunity for crossover. So yeah, I think it's a cool thing to have the DC family kind of all together.
That is cool. I love that all these Vancouver opportunities are coming, because I look at it from the point of view of someone who lives in DC, and my friends are getting jobs, and you look up at the con,
it's a double-edged sword, right? Because I'm American, and so a lot of those
for now.
My friends are losing their jobs, right? If you think about it like that, so it's hard. It's a hard business. I think we're seeing, you know, Hollywood change in a lot of ways. Vancouver is smart in being able to give these tax incentives to large productions, and it's less of a cost for the CW. But that means that a lot of Americans are, you know, losing their jobs in Hollywood. But it makes for opportunity for crew members in Vancouver. So it's a hard thing to have an opinion about.
I would feel more badly about it if I didn't know that there weren't so many shows going on. This is really a new golden age of television.
Yeah, you're right. There's
because of the platforms. Watch it.
You're right. There's so much production happening. I mean, listen, it's Hollywood is still Hollywood. There's still a lot of production happening in Hollywood. And what you're seeing, too, is it's not just Hollywood. It's happening in Atlanta. It's happening in North Carolina. It's happening in New York. It's happening Chicago, it's happening in Vancouver, it's happening in Toronto, so there's just production happening everywhere, which is really, really neat.
I
don't
want to keep going.
Yeah. Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I really wanted to know if there's something that you look forward to shooting, or if there's any kind of, like, big thing that you hope for Iris in the future. I mean, I know you don't know too much, but, like, is there something that, like, would be the dream thing?
I try not to put too much expectation on Iris. You know, I'm not a creative, I'm not a writer, I don't really get a lot of say in that. Like I was saying before, I think it's always safer when you just ride the ride and you don't try and control the ride. I like where they're going with Iris. I think she's finally getting a lot of agency, which is important, I think, with any female character. to see that they have a place on a team and that they are productive and helpful. And I think we're finally seeing that with Iris. I would love to see her do that at her job, Picture News. If anyone's familiar with the comics, you know, Picture News and Iris West are so important. So I'd love if we'd be able to figure out a way to make that happen on our own show. I'd love to see Iris as the space reporter.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm just biased.
I don't know, it's the Superman Lois Lane thing, you know. What is Superman without Lois Lane and Daily Planet, you know? And it's very similar in the Flash comics, and so it'd be cool to see that on TV as well.
It's a very difficult life being these.
You know? It is.
Jobs aren't easy.
It's not easy.
Be careful.
I've got friends for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a man in here.
Hi.
So I'm curious, have you ever done any voiceover or motion capture? And if you haven't, are you interested in that? Or like animation or games?
Oh my God, so interested in voiceover. It's something that's been on my mind a lot lately. I'm looking for a job where I can show up in pajamas.
Radio.
Yeah, voiceover and radio. No, there's something really special about voiceover, and even just coming to these conventions and seeing how much fans are connected to voiceover actors, how intimate of a relationship that you guys have with voiceover actors is amazing to me. And that's something that I would love to experience, and being able to voice a character and connect with an audience. And also go to work in my pajamas.
Who doesn't?
So yeah, I would love to do voiceovers. That's something that's definitely in my mind. It's something I'm kind of, you know, buzzing my managers about. But it's a difficult business to get into. You know, there are some great voiceover actors out there. So we'll see. I don't know, maybe some audiobooks or something. As far as motion capture, yeah, I would love to do all of that action stuff. Zoe Saldana, I'm after her career.
That's a good aspiration.
Yeah, no, I love all of that stuff. Guardians of the Galaxy, all that good stuff, Star Trek.
Do you take any martial arts lessons or anything like that?
No, I should get started, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should get started if I want to do that.
Absolutely.
It's a good hobby. You're right. Yes.
Very good. Well, Vancouver is full of video game production, so I don't know about the cartoons, but certainly you could get into some of the EA games.
Yeah, I think that...
You could just show up and be like, yeah, okay, right this way.
Yeah, I think people think that happens more often than it does. Yeah. But I'll give it a try. I'll see how it goes. You never know.
Now, you grew up in Plano, right? Texas?
Plano, which is a suburb of Dallas.
Right, yeah. It's a separate city, but within Dallas.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes.
And I noticed that you don't talk like this.
I don't talk
like this. Which really does improve your chances of doing voiceover work.
Yeah, well, you know, get me drunk, I'll talk like this all night long.
Anyone?
No, theater school, all that money that went to theater school, you know, speech classes taught me that it's this item right here is a pen.
Not a pan.
It's not a pan. It's not the thing that you hook something to your clothes with. Because I'd be like, hand me that pan. And they'd be like, no, honey, it's a pen. It's a pen, me, not
an eye.
So.
They really ask you about that?
Well, yeah, they do. When you say it over and over again.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Ask some question. Yeah, so yeah, no Southern accent.
I've known people from Plano. And,
really?
And they speak the same way. So what is it about that town?
Well, I think people have, a misconception about Texas, and that everyone talks with a drawl, and that we're all real Southern, real slow, you know, bush country, and we talk like this, and just cacti and everything everywhere, and cows. But I had a pen pal once from Australia when I was in kindergarten, and she sent me a letter, and it just had tumbleweed and cactus all drawn all over. And I live in, city.
To be fair, Plano is statistically the most wealthy city in America. So
is it?
Yes. There are more CEOs per capita than anywhere else.
It's a very well-off city. So, you know, it's very affluent. People, they know how to speak.
No.
Gosh, no. How to speak. Is it really? Didn't know that.
All those, yeah, it's because of tax incentives, I think was the catchphrase earlier. Mm. There's some kind of tax incentive, and corporations center themselves in Plano.
Yeah, there's a lot of corporations and that have moved into Plano. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got out.
I got out. It's boring to me. It's like malls and less shopping. It's a place for people to spend money, which I find very boring. I know, I'm weird.
How many shoes do you have at home?
Literally, maybe like 3 or 4.
Wow, I have
one. I hate shopping. I'm not as well dressed as Iris, I'll just tell you that.
I know that football is really.
Oh, we love our football. I'm not going to lie, I love football.
Well, good, because you got stuck with a whole storyline around football, right? You were in the game.
What do you mean?
It's a show about football.
Oh, the game. I thought you meant on the Flash. I was like,
oh, yeah, no, I mean the show, the game.
Oh, okay.
Which you were, you know.
Yes,
in.
I was on a show called The Game, which is about football and life.
You weren't playing football.
I was not playing football. I was like an assistant to a football player. And that, you know, strangely enough, was a CW show that eventually got canceled. And BET, which is an American network, picked it up and found more success there. Yeah.
So when you're walking around BC Place, you're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
I know what's going on here.
Yeah, totally.
Right on. Any more questions back there? I see someone.
Hi, I'm a really big fan of the show, and I was just wondering if, like, you were ever hoping that Barry and Iris would become a thing.
Oh, thank you for asking. Thank you.
This is like the number one question I get. Am I hoping that Barry and Iris become a thing? Yes, I am. I think, you know, just my research and doing the comics and knowing how much Barry and Iris kind of support and need each other, I like that storyline. I think it makes a lot of sense that, you know, Barry, while he has superpowers, needs the people around him to support him and pick him up when he just feels like giving up or giving in. You know, we use this phrase a lot on the show, it's Iris is his lightning rod. And he constantly says things like, you know, I there wouldn't be a Flash without you, Iris. And so I think it's really important that, you know, no matter how big and mighty the Flash is, he's got, you know, a woman beside him that helps him be the best man that he can be. And so that's an honor for me to play. So yeah, I would like to see the canon relationship kind of come to fruition. And we've been hinting at that since day one on The Flash.
Oh, it's like watching The Office now.
I know.
The whole nation is rooting for a couple.
We've seen the newspaper for the future, which says that they're married. They're married on Earth 2. It's just a matter of time before they, you know, finally get their act together on Earth 1. So yeah, I would love to see that. But more importantly, you know, I always advocate for my character and any woman who's involved in a romance on a television show that, you know, her storyline is more than just her romance, right? Because women, we are not, you know, just about the men that we're associated with. We're so much more than that. We are intellectuals, we are powerful, we have our own storylines that have nothing to do with men. And I think if we express that on TV shows, it helps young women who are watching understand that you don't necessarily need to have a man beside you to do great things in this world. It's nice. It's great. We all would love to have a Barry Allen, but Iris West is just fine as her own woman.
I love how that character has been established that way.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
The characters have established
I think that. All of the women have been established that way, and all the characters, and it's important. I think it's important to change how, you know, females are represented on TV. Again, it's not, you know, we don't live in a world where women are hyper dependent on men anymore. It's not the real world. We don't live in a world where everyone is blonde hair and blue eyed. So it's important that our TV shows reflect the diversity of the world in which we live. And so it's important to see a woman like Iris West who, you know, would love, you know, potentially if she does get married to Barry Allen, she's going to hyphenate her name. She's progressive.
Or why doesn't he change his name?
You know, know, there's a lot of women out there who think in that way these days, and so it's nice to have characters who reflect that. Is she that way? Does she hyphenate?
I've been married twice, and in neither case did we hyphenate. We just kept our names.
Wow.
Why? What's well, why? It's ridiculous to change your name just because you married me.
Yeah, and I think it's fair either way. You know, I just think it's important that we represent people who feel like tradition is important and people who feel like being progressive is important. So
tradition is important
tradition
when it's
is important.
Based on valid principles.
Well, that's a conversation for another time.
Let's check our time here. We are bang on.
Sweet.
We are bang on. Quick, ask another question. Let's go over time. Let's freak out the producers.
Guys, this may be your last time to ever.
We don't want this to be over in a flash.
But I'm
welcome.
Nice chat, Jack. Okay?
Hi, I'm just a very big fan of The Flash. So my question is, what was the main reason you wanted to be in The Flash?
Main reason? I wanted to pay my rent.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good start. But The Flash, you could have said no if you didn't like the show.
Well, of course. I needed a job. I think people think that actors have, you know, jobs lined up outside their door and you just get to pick which one you want to be a part of. That's not the case. Luckily for me, you know, I needed a job and this was a project that I was hyper excited about. You know, I was aware of Arrow, I didn't watch Arrow, but being a fan of DC and always wanting to be a part of a superhero franchise, it was something that immediately when my agent had sent the audition over, I was like, I would kill to be on the show. And I remember my manager saying, he sent it over in the email, he was like, this is your part. This is yours to take.
Oh, not to get your hopes up or anything.
Yeah, the thing is, he knows me so well, I think he knows what's right for me and what's not. And for some reason, just deep in his heart, he was like, this is yours for the taking. I just know it in my bones. And reading it, I felt like I did feel the same way. I was like, I know what to do with Iris if they would just give me a chance. And so I think I went into that audition, you know, feeling like she was mine. I felt that, and you don't always feel that when you go into an audition. So there was something about The Flash, something about Iris, something about the story, more importantly, that I knew I wanted to be a part of, and that I would be really disappointed if I didn't get the opportunity.
Well, that worked out well.
It did work out, yeah. It did work out.
Look your manager in the eye again.
Yeah. You're so wrong.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi again. I was wondering, when you're not filming, and I know you're filming a lot, but when you're not filming and you're not at cons, what do you like to do? Do you go back to LA?
Yes, I go back. I mean, I go back to LA a lot when we're filming in Vancouver, just because, you know, it's a transition moving to another country. It's a transition moving to another city. Rain's a lot. I think when you're used to LA and it's sunshine, 70 degrees every day, it's a hard transition. So I would fly back a lot during filming on the weekends just to get some, you know, vitamin D.
And there's direct flights too, right?
Direct flights, 2.5 hours, same time zone. So when I'm not filming, I'm usually in LA, which is a place that brings me a lot of joy and happiness. But mostly this hiatus, I've been in Texas, which is really nice. It's a place for me where, you know, people don't really care that I'm on The Flash. It's kind of hometown-y. You know, people are really friendly and nice, and I don't know, it reminds me of my life before Fame and The Flash, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel normal, so I like going back to Texas.
That's good.
Yeah.
You are normal, so you should feel
yeah.
good. It's a weird thing we impose on an actor.
Yeah, it is. But you know, I understand it, I get it. There's something about seeing someone on TV, it elevates them in a way. I mean, even when I see actors that I love and watch on TV, I definitely have a moment of being like, oh, gosh, that's so-and-so, you know? And you forget that they're just people trying to pay their rent, really, you know? But yeah, it's a weird thing being on this side of it.
Thank you, I hope to see you next year again.
Yeah, thank you, thanks for having me.
She's not on the short list for coming back already.
female superhero do you like?
Superhero do I like? Well, I don't know if you can call her like a superhero or a supervillain. Catwoman for me.
Yes.
Woo! Always been my favorite.
Yeah.
Obviously, a Batman fan, so I've grown up watching Catwoman in very many different versions. Michelle Pfeiffer for me. If anyone follows me on Instagram, I often post photos of Catwoman. And Michelle Pfeiffer, I don't know what she did with that role. Was just
blows the mind. Just...
Oh my God! And you know, Anne Hathaway did a pretty darn good job with it too. But Michelle, for me, will always be.
And Halle Berry did a great job. The script wasn't great, but
the script was not great. I think she would probably admit to that too. But you know, you do what you can with what you're given. Yep. You know, and I think Michelle had a great script. She had a great costume, she had great makeup, great hair.
But she just knew how to move.
She knew. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Look.
Hi, I'm sorry this might be a repeat question because I came in late. But I was wondering, there's science talked a lot on the show, so is it hard to keep up with it a lot?
Thankfully, I don't have to do a lot of that. It's more Cisco and Caitlin. And I'm sure they have no idea what they're saying. I mean, to a degree.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
I mean, tell them. They'll be fine. To a degree, they, you know, they have to understand it just for being an actor and making it believable. But some of that jargon, I'm like, what? The what? The what? Like tachyon device and I don't know. Me and Jesse are always like, what? What's happening?
I think it helps that the science is so high level that even scientists would go, what?
Yeah. So yeah, it's a little tricky. There's a lot of storyline and plot. I'm like, I don't remember how that happened, what happened, how the particle accelerator turns on, and how electrocute bear. I don't know. I just know what happens and make it believable for you guys. So yeah.
I just love that there is so much science. It's almost a character in its own.
The science is really important. I joke, but it's really important because I think, again, it's a hit TV show. We're lucky for that. And I think it's inspiring a young generation to be like Cisco and Wells and Caitlin Snow and be excited about science. And we need more scientists in this world to do great things. So if we can get on the ground floor and inspire young kids to learn about science, then amazing. That's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next question.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say I love your acting skills, and I love the show, and your character has brought a part of me that I didn't know how strong I could be in life, and I thank you for that. My question is, the characteristics of your Iris, do they reflect on your own life, like her strength and her courage and her selfless acts?
Sweet, thank you. First of all, thank you. That's
what is your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, thanks for asking that question.
Yeah, thanks for asking and being here. And, you know, honestly, you were the reason I come to do these conventions. I mean, forget the money, forget all of that. It's a way of, you know, our show reaches all over the world, and we are so isolated in Vancouver, and so this is the only way for me, really, to meet people in places like Prince George. I'm going to Germany later. You know, France, all over the world, to meet people and see how this show has touched you and inspired you. There's no greater gift for me, no amount of money, that can replace the fact that I, my character, this story, Flash, are inspiring people to be better. I mean, there's no price tag you can put on that, so thank you. To answer your question, you know, Iris is braver than I am, she's stronger than I am, she's more put together than I am, all of those things. You know, she's so well written as a woman, and I think, you know, admittedly so, I'm not where she is, but she inspires me in the same way that she inspires you. You know, I read these scripts and acting it out and going through it in episodes, it leaves me feeling like, you know, if Iris can do this and be this brave despite what she's going through, then, you know, I can get through what I'm going through. So she's not just an inspiration to you, she's an inspiration to me too. So I'm glad she has that effect on you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And make sure when you look in the mirror that you know that you've got that too, man.
I
You mentioned that you like Batman. What do you like about him?
Again, it goes back to this theme of not having superpowers. There's something for me that is really inspiring about that. You know, Batman is, I mean, he's very strong. He works out, obviously. But, you know, he hasn't been struck by lightning. He doesn't come from the planet Krypton. He is a man who uses what he has to help his city. And I think that's something very tangible for anyone watching Batman. It inspires you to know that whatever you do in your life, if you are a teacher or a fireman or you do tax returns, there's something that you have available to you that you can use in your life to make someone's life better. You don't have to be the Flash. You don't have to come from planet Krypton. You have everything you need to make someone's life better, and that's inspiring to me. So that's first and foremost why I like Batman. He's also got really great abs, but neither here nor there. So.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness. It's time to go.
All right.
So, I don't like having to shut this down. This has been going well.
No, it's been good. It's been good. Thank you guys for your great questions and coming. I appreciate it.
It's great that you could come up. I know it's not really far from Vancouver, but
no.
It's just a delight that you're so close and accessible for us that way, and maybe
yeah.
Future cons are definitely in the cards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me and being so nice. And I hope to see you guys again soon.
Very good. How about a big farewell? Sorry if I'm
soft-spoken. Right. Are you shy?
Are you really shy?
I am very shy. But thank you guys. I appreciate it.